This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1514. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, primarily shortwave. On this edition, recorded May 26th, DX News from Angola, Antarctica, Australia, Bhutan, Bolivia, Brazil, East Turkestan, Equatorial Guinea, Mexico, Philippines, Uganda, Spurs from Chile, Costa Rica, and Cuba, new frequencies from Croatia, Ethiopia, Israel, Myanmar, new shortwave stations in Liberia, Papua New Guinea, obituaries from Russia and South Africa, and the propagation outlook. Graham Bell in Cape Town, South Africa, has some info for us about Angola for those of us further away who are desirous of hearing that country on shortwave. There are two active frequencies of Radio Nacional, but he says 7216.74 has a carrier on each evening around 2000 UT, but it's weak with no audio. And the other frequency, 4949.8, a strong carrier each evening, but no audio there either. Medium wave frequency, however, 1088 in Portuguese, has a good signal each evening. Another medium wave frequency listed, 945, has no sign of Angola. However, you did hear much further away, São Tomé e Príncipe. So, all we can hear are carriers currently, at least from Angola's two shortwave frequencies. Apparently, due to poor propagation, I've not been able to hear even a carrier from LRA 36 Antarctica 15476, although in early May I was hearing it just about every morning on the air between 12 and 15 UT weekdays. In fact, I was wondering if it's off the air again, as happens frequently. They go off unexpectedly and stay off for weeks or months. But another fan of LRA 36, Maurits von Driesche in Belgium, says he was able to see a carrier from it on his Perseus 15476.020 Monday, May 24th at 12:03. But now there's another problem. Cuba's transmitter on 15360 puts out spurs. The separation between the spurs varies, but it was about 38 kilohertz on May 25th, putting one of them around 15474. So watch out for that. More possible interference. LRA 36 really needs a clear frequency. Its signal is so weak under the best of circumstances. And even worse, the Cuban transmission is aimed towards South America. It's strong enough here, but it should even bother LRA 36 reception much closer to Esperanza Base. Ian Baxter in New South Wales provides Mark III future plans for Radio Simbun to return to shortwave. Yes, it's been inactive again from its assigned frequency, 2368.5 kHz. But he says, I'm informed that come mid-June, the station will move its shortwave transmitter site from Merrickville to a site in Sydney's southwest, its third site in just over 2 years, as it attempts to find one that is suitable. Apparently, interference problems to a local recording studio could not be resolved at the Merrickville location, hence the need to move once again. And he says, I understand the shortwave antenna is still located at Merrickville as of May 24th. Football fans are desperately trying to find out if the World Cup will be carried on shortwave. Well, it seems unlikely, although no one seems to have the final answer, since the rights for this are so expensive, they're being sold individually to each country to be broadcast within each country. And it seems unlikely the games will be available generally on shortwave, although some countries may broadcast games of importance to them, probably only in their own languages, which means not much English. However, I have noticed that Radio Australia has replaced All in the Mind with All in the Foot. Actually, the new show is called World Football Weekly. I heard it Friday at 13:30 UT and checking their schedule. It also airs Thursday at 10:31, Friday at 13 at 19:30, and Saturday at 01:30. All in the Mind still has a few airings left on Radio Australia, Wednesday at 14:05 and Saturday at 11:30. I know which one I will voluntarily choose to listen to. Aker Peterson of Denmark visited Bhutan April 22nd to 27th and reports on what he found about broadcasting there in DSWCI DX Window. We, of course, are especially interested in the shortwave transmitter on 6035, although he also reports on the FM activity. But about shortwave, he says, the 30-kilowatt replacement transmitter was heard throughout Bhutan, although with many breaks. The 100-kilowatt transmitter awaits repair by an engineer from India. It was heard in Bhutan from Sinon at midnight UT until midnight 50 and between 10:19 and 12:40, with many attempts to get on the air with the usual programs of a Buddhist morning mass, Dzongkha language talks, and national songs. There are a number of Bolivian shortwave stations, most of them quite difficult to DX beyond South America. Our best bet probably is Radio Santa Cruz. We have two reports of it this week. Ron Howard in California measured it on 6134.77, May 24th, from 0107 with a program called Mas Futbol, but they signed off with an announcement at 0125. Chuck Boland, who does most of his monitoring in the morning, also heard it on 6134.79, May 24th at 0935 for 10 minutes, with a long Spanish language discourse, including a time check and some music, and they mentioned Santa Cruz, a very good signal. On the Radio Escutas group, Brazilians such as Luis Shane Neto in São Paulo complained that Radio Bandeirantes, although a highly regarded station, is putting out spurs from its transmitter on 6090 at plus and minus 95 kilohertz. And that makes them land on the two frequencies of Radio Nacional in Brasilia, 5990, actually called Radio Senado, and 6185, Radio Nacional da Amazônia. So be careful if you hear a Brazilian on those frequencies. It might be the spur from Bandeirantes. However, Brian Clark in New Zealand says on 31 meters, Radio Bandeirantes is the best of the shortwave Brazilians, in the clear with lively Portuguese format after Vatican Radio closed at 0430, April 25th. Bandeirantes is always slightly off frequency, 9645.3, and it drifted up to 0.33, parallel to their other frequency, which had poor reception, 11925. We hear both of them here often in the middle of the night, with the Heterodyne on 9645 against the mixing product from Okeechobee. David Sharp, originally from Florida but now working for a radio station in the outback of New South Wales, picked up two of the low-power Canadians on 49 meters, CFVP Calgary 6030, May 15th at 0641, country music, and ID is Classic Country AM 1060, the first time he's heard it. Also, CKZU Vancouver, which is a powerhouse by comparison, on 6160, heard the same date at 0724 with a threshold signal referring to Canada. So actually, he considers it tentative. If that's what it was, it would be his first reception of it in NSW. Changes are coming to the 1610 stations in Canada, and that will affect what we hear in the U.S. CJWI in Montreal has been approved for a move from 1610 to 1410 kilohertz, a frequency vacated by another station a few years ago, which will allow them to run 10 kilowatts instead of one. So they should get out much better for their local coverage area. That hasn't happened yet. But meanwhile, the other 1610, CHHA in Toronto, has applied to the CRTC to change from 10 kilowatt day, 1 kilowatt night, non-directional, to 6.25 kilowatts, unlimited, day and night, directional, but with a null to protect Montreal, despite the fact that CJWI there is going to leave the frequency. This could increase its signal in parts of the U.S. Neil Kazaros in IRCA says if they run 6.25 kilowatts at night with that null in the other direction, they will really blow Midwestern travelers' information stations out of the water. They get out great already with 1 kilowatts and severely bother Chicago and Milwaukee area traffic, TIS. Stefan Shaw in Germany, who has connections with HCJB, noted our complaints about spurs coming out of the Chile relay on 11920, plus and minus, give or take 20 kilohertz. So he contacted Caleta de Tango, the Chilean transmitter site, and he says it was a problem with the frequency synthesizer. It should now be okay as of May 20th. And indeed, since then, we have not heard those spurs anymore. This time, we hope they stay fixed. But another problem with the CVC transmitter, the one on 17680 in Spanish. May 23rd, around 1300, I was hearing spur spikes at plus and minus 65 kilohertz, 17745 and 17615. On that occasion, but not since. Firedrake, the music-only traditional type of crashing and banging jamming that China uses on some frequencies, continues to show up every morning. I scan the bands, and there's always a different set of frequencies from one day to the next. I report them just about every day, and they're compiled in DX Listening Digest, the latest issue 10-21, via worldofradio.org. Also, an extensive report by Wolfgang Büschel in Germany about Firedrake and the other type of Chinese jamming, CNR1, in that issue. Radio Exterior de Costa Rica was showing up at some unscheduled times on some of its regular frequencies in analog, and also I was hearing DRM on these frequencies, making me suspect that they finally activated the new transmitter they've been installing the last few months, which is DRM capable. And indeed, that is the case. Rafael Rodriguez in Colombia, who has a DRM reception capability, was hearing it on 9630. That's the only time or frequency currently scheduled for DRM from Costa Rica between midnight and 0200. However, they started early. I was hearing it well before midnight UT. Furthermore, this transmission is so strong it's not confined to the 10 kilohertz bandwidth, which DRM proponents claim is all that is occupied by any transmission. Instead, I was hearing it as high as 9650 and as low as 9620, where, guess what, it interfered with Spain's transmissions direct from Spain. Before it settled down to this schedule, I was hearing bits of DRM in the afternoons here on 17850 and 15170. I guess they were just testing. They also lost the feed from Madrid and replaced it with other programming for a while in analog called Hispanorama. Apparently that's their standby recording. Furthermore, 15170, which was normally on the air in the mornings here, was missing for a few days as they were doing their installation. But when it came back, it's had problems, presumably from the brand new transmitter putting out spiky modulation spurs over half the band. Voice of Croatia, again this year, made its frequency change on an odd date in May, on the 10th, according to listings. It had been relayed from Germany on 7375, but since May 10th, it shifted up to its summer frequency, 9925. They have three different transmissions on three different azimuths from two different sites, Bertachtel and Nauen, to South America, Central America, and North America. Starts at 2200 to South America only when it's quite weak here, but when they put on the second transmitter to North America and Central at 2300, it comes up to quite a strong signal. That lasts until 0500 when they add a second transmitter after 0100. So between 01 and 03, there are three transmitters at once, including the English broadcast we've reconfirmed at 0200 and Spanish at 0230. You're tuned for World of Radio number 1514. Glenn Hauser inviting your contributions to WORADIO@yahoo.com. That works for PayPal. Or by a check in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702, USA. We know we've almost reached the shortest night of the year when we can hear signals on the 17 megahertz band in the middle of the night from the other side of the world. Namely, on May 24th, after 0600, I was hearing China Radio International's morning broadcasts in a number of European languages from the Kashgar site in East Turkestan. Not too good reception, but they're certainly propagating. Actually, most of the signal path is in sunshine or not complete darkness over the North Polar area. I was hearing 17865 in French, 17720 in German, 17680 in Spanish, 17650 in Chinese, 17540 in English, 17515 in Italian, and something weak on 17485 listed as Arabic. We have several scattered reports of Radio Nacional Equatorial Guinea being active on 5005. During their morning hours, around 0600, says Lucio Otavio Bobrovich in Brazil. During the evening hours, around 19 or 2000, says David Sharp in New South Wales and Carlos Gonçalves in Portugal. And Lucio Otavio in São Paulo, Brazil, also heard it as late as 2250 with their national anthem. Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania says both Eritrea and Ethiopia are using 7210. No doubt this is no coincidence. Radio Fana in Ethiopia is there instead of 6890, heard May 21st from Sinon at 0258 past 0335, parallel to 6110, which had a weak signal under Cuba. And the BBC is also on the frequency between 0300 and 0330 on 7210. From 0355, it was covered by Voice of the Broad Masses of Eritrea when it signed on 7210. Last week we had reports of Galeit Sahal, the Israeli Defense Forces station, being relayed apparently on a strange new frequency, 5104. Now we have similar reports on a different upper sideband relay, 6821. Jari Savolainen in Finland heard that May 21st at 1947, apparently replacing 5104, and he says 6821 was a lot stronger than their normal frequency, heard in parallel 6973. 6821 upper, also reported by Luca Bottafiore in Italy, Pleiades at 2130 UT. Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania also got it from 2210 to 2345 and later on May 21st. And on the 22nd and 23rd, it was still going past midnight UT and at 0155 to 0210. You probably heard the news reports about South Korea resuming Psy War with North Korea by reinstituting those huge loudspeakers along the DMZ. But another story from Yahoo News via Sergey S. says South Korea has also resumed some Psy War radio broadcasts without, of course, giving the details we want. More about this at KimAndrewElliott.com. Still not clear if any of those additional broadcasts are on shortwave or just FM. However, one report from BBC News said the first radio program was entitled Voice of Freedom, starting on May 25th, three times a day. Oh, that one's being broadcast through high-performance loudspeakers at 14 locations. Jamie Labadia told us on May 23rd, Star Radio Liberia is testing on 4025. The transmitter I built is small, 2.5 kilowatts, but I tried to make up for it with antenna gain as they had specific areas they want to cover. The whole transmission system was designed as a kit, so I didn't have to go to Monrovia. They all came to the factory, and I took them step by step through the transmitter installation, tower erection, and tuning the antenna system. It's a solid-state Class E modulated with pulse width modulator. The power out is adjustable from 0 to 2500 watts. The antenna is a bow-tie dipole fed with open wire line and a link-coupled antenna tuning unit. Antenna height is about 50 feet, to be oriented broadside east-west. He says, I'm going to get on the site and look for reports on Star Radio, meaning our website. So far, we haven't received any, but keep an ear on 4025 when there's darkness between you and Liberia. Star Radio also announced on its website that it had started transmissions on 4025. You may recall that for a couple of years it was transmitted back from Ascension or the UK to Liberia on shortwave. It was paired with Cotton Tree News for Sierra Leone. But Star Radio quit that relay some months ago, although continuing domestically on FM. And I see on their website they still have a relation with the Sierra Leone station. As so often with Latin American stations, you need to get them while the getting is good. We've been reporting XEXQ, Radio Universidad San Luis Potosí on 6045, reactivated earlier in May. Usually audible here in the mornings around 12 to 13 UT, but with a very weak signal, 6045. However, as of May 22nd, I cannot even hear a carrier, so it is off the air again. We have no idea for how long. Ron Howard in California monitors Myanmar and other Southeast Asian areas just about every morning. On May 24th, he noted that their frequency 7185.75 variable was missing. And then the next day, May 25th, he heard them on 7200.0 instead at 1322. At 1330, it became parallel to 5915. With lectures from the Minorities and Distance Learning Services. They've been using 7200 before at other times, but it's the first time he's heard them on this frequency instead of 7185 variable. Ron Howard also noted that on two consecutive Fridays, the 14th and 21st of May, RNZI did not sign on 6170 at the usual time of 1300, but instead 1 hour later at 1400. And that facilitated hearing the Philippine station, DZRM, Radio Magasin, PBS, on 6170.39. The really big DX news this week is an unexpected new Papua New Guinea station on 5960. First heard by a number of Japanese DXers May 18th between 0930 and 11 UT when blocked by interference. Many thanks to Seichi Hasegawa of NDXC for keeping us informed about this. Initially unidentified. Also heard by David Sharp in New South Wales around midnight UT, that is in the local daytime, but very hard to catch an ID. He was also hearing it at 0830. Finally, S. Hasegawa identified it as Radio Fly, F-L-Y. There was a report about a new FM station by that name 6 years ago in DX Listening Digest, originating with David Rickwish. But now they've added shortwave. It's at a copper mine called OK Teddy in southwestern PNG, and it's named for the Fly River, where I wonder if you can fly fish. No reports yet of this making it to North America. David Sharp reports another rare PNG station from our point of view, Wantok Radio Light, still on 7324.941, English ID at 0659 with religious programming. We're sorry to learn from Sergey S. that Pavel Mikhailov has died. A well-known Russian DXer and prolific writer passed away in his Moscow condo May 23rd, apparently of a heart attack. He was 63. Pavel was a founder and longtime host of Club DX and other popular shows at the Russian Language World Service of Radio Moscow and The Voice of Russia, arguably the most famous DXer in the Russian-speaking world. Many Russian DXers picked up the hobby thanks to his personal encouragement. And another obituary sent to us by Wellenreiter about Norbert Taferner, a retired South African civil aviation official, and his wife Paula died in that plane crash in Tripoli, Libya. He was known among hams as ZS6ANL and a presenter of a technical media program on Radio RSA in the 1980s and 90s. If you'd like to hear Uganda, it pays to keep an ear on 4976. Normally signs off, I think, at 21 UT, but sometimes it's extended. Acker Peterson in Denmark via PlayDX reports on May 21st he was hearing it from midnight to midnight 30 UT with nonstop Afro-pop in a late broadcast. KimAndrewElliott.com spotted a report from Robert Andrews that BBC Domestic Radio would be available on an iPhone app to cost Americans $52 per year. Kim says, "This news made me scurry to bbc.co.uk to find out if the live streams and on-demand programs of BBC Radio 4, 3, and 2 in Scotland, etc., are still available free. They are, but with the BBC starting to monetize its domestic radio in the export market, for how long? BBC Domestic TV Online is already off-limits to internet users outside the UK. He says, and I agree, the best international radio available to U.S. audiences is the domestic radio of the BBC. The long-awaited new edition of the FM Atlas and Station Directory has just been published by Bruce Elving. Although I've not quite received my copy yet, I've bought all the previous editions so I can recommend it without reservation. This lists all the FM stations in the U.S., Canada, and Mexico. I understand he's redesigned his maps, so I'm looking forward to seeing the new look. Here's how to order by mail. It costs $22 postpaid and in North America to P.O. Box 336, ESKO, E-S-K-O, that's the town in Minnesota, 55733. You may send a check or transfer by PayPal, or by credit card. More info at the phone number 218-879-7676. For edition 21 of the FM Atlas by Dr. Bruce Elving. And of course, it's come out just in time for this year's sporadic EDX season on FM as well as television. We've been noticing some openings just about every day. The propagation outlook from Boulder issued May 25th. A and K indices peaking at 20 and 5 on May 29th and 30th, dropping off to 5 and 2 by June 3rd for most of the month until June 21st. Solar flux expected to peak at 82 on June 1st and then drop slightly down to 70 June 8th to 17th before rising again to 75. With a standard disclaimer, Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio 1514.